Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
We want to know your Kid of the Week stories. Kids you know, kids you've heard about, kids you want to make sure I hear about. Go to WGNradio.com, search Kid of the Week, take you right to the right page. And it'll be easy to follow from there. I can tell you this, and Andre, you know this to be true, in the 5 years since I came back to WGN, and in the 10 or so years that I was here before that, a countless number of Kids of the Week. There's nobody I'm more impressed with than young Megan Buck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
And Megan rejoins us now. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for coming back on. I know last week was not a good week, but I just am never, ever not impressed by you. You're amazing.
Thank you.
We're going to have Dr. Walter House join us in just a second, but your mission at your very young age is to make sure kids have an easier ride than you've had, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Talk about that for a bit.
So, you know, we only get 3.8% of funds, which is not a lot at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we get 4%, which is $198 million, while breast cancer gets $543 million. It's just, it's not even close to being the same amount of funds. And, you know, I've seen so many of my friends die from a bunch of different types of childhood cancers, and I'm just ready to put an end to it.
I love the attitude, and I love your courage. And it's really important to get these numbers out, Megan, because I certainly was surprised to see this. And I think most people are, because I think most people make the common sense assumption that why wouldn't we be throwing maybe the most money at pediatric cancer so
exactly.
Kids would have a life?
Exactly.
So how did you come across Dr. Walter House? Was he assigned to your case at some point, or how do you know him?
Yes, he was. My doctors communicate with him over my treatment plans. So my parents went up to Lurie Children's Hospital to meet with him, and then I started raising money for him when I found out he was doing research on my type of cancer and had a lab. And he's an amazing doctor, and I'm so happy to be funding for him.
And you want, in addition to funding, I thought your dad's notes were really amazing. You want everybody listening and everybody that hears
Absolutely.
Your story to get a hold of every elected representative in their life, their state reps, their state senators, Senators Durbin and Duckworth and all your congressional reps as well, and say, where is the money for pediatric cancer, right?
Yes.
And if we go, we're going to put a link up we podcast this segment of the show. And as soon as that goes up, there'll be a link there as well at WGNradio.com, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook, Cochran Show on Twitter. Follow me there. You can see it as well. And the link will be there. You can click on to help this cause, to help Megan's dream, and to also make sure doctors like Dr. Walter House are not only funded in their research, but that funding comes from the federal government, and we wake up to the scourge of pediatric cancer like never before.
Yep.
Megan, you know, outside of the bad news from last week, I hope you've had some kind of fun recently.
I did. We went to Florida, and it was a nice getaway. It was relaxing, so I'm doing a lot better now. I'm feeling positive again.
I don't want to keep buttering you up here, but I just feel like, and I'm sure everybody in your life tells you this over and over again, But I don't know what drives you, you know, whether it's the passion you have, the anger you have about what's going on and what you see other kids going through. But you're really something else.
Thank you. I'm really determined to win. And not only for me, but, you know, for every other child who has passed away or fought the same thing.
Hang with me for 1 second here, because I want to talk to Dr. Walter House as well. And let me get him on here now. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. And it's always better when I talk to Megan. I know you see a lot of amazing people in your practice, in your line of work, but boy, Megan is something special.
Oh, she's really remarkable. And, you know, we start talking about cancer biology, and she lights right up and just wants to talk more and more about it.
When somebody gets sick, it can take several paths, but I think it says something about kids that kids have, at least in my experience, as much or more fight than most adults do.
Oh, the kids really do have a lot of fight. One thing, they just want to keep on going. They want to keep living. They want to keep doing what they want to do.
Doctor, how are we, just I guess as a society, as a country, moving forward with so many of these clinical trials? And there's been success with many of these trials as well, correct?
Oh, we've had great success with clinical trials in pediatrics. Many large children's hospitals across the country all work together so that we have the best treatments going for kids that we possibly can. And that's been a very good system, and we've had tremendous success. But we need to do better.
The point we were making with Megan, and Megan's point specifically about the fact that pediatric cancer is so underfunded, is really remarkable. Do we know politically why that's the case? I mean, look, I salute the breast cancer fundraising effort. It's tremendous and well-marketed and really well done. But why aren't we doing that for pediatric cancer?
I think it's really a matter of numbers. Childhood cancer is very rare. About 1 in 300 children under the age of 15 will develop cancer, while adult cancer is very common. About 1 in 3 adults develop cancers. So I think that's really what it all comes down to, is numbers of patients.
Is there a priority system with big pharma companies that you're aware of in regards to this, too? I mean, you know, if there's less money involved with kids, I suppose there's less money for your research.
That definitely plays into it, too.
So what you know, I don't want people to think that this can't be beaten, because it can and it will be, and we want it to be beaten faster. So for the work you do and other doctors like you, I don't want people to think they can't help by any donation. A buck here, a buck there, or whatever you have is a big deal, right?
Oh, that's a huge deal. Yes, funding is very tight. I think people would be very surprised at how tight funding is for pediatric cancer. So anything really makes a big difference.
Well, Doctor, it's great to talk to you. Please keep up the good work. And Megan, it's always an honor to have you on the show. I look forward to you being on many, many, many more times. And, you know, for folks, parents in particular, might be listening this morning who maybe got a bad news diagnosis about their own kid, what's the message?
You know, just you have to stay positive. That's the main goal. If you're not positive, then it's not going to work out for you. And that's something I've done my whole treatment, is I've always stayed positive, and I've always had a big fight in me. And that's what you have to do, because if you don't have that, it's not going to go the way you planned.
I can tell you this, Megan, you know, whenever you're home, I would never cross you. I would never tell you to clean your room. I would never, you know, tell you maybe you can't stay up and watch this show or that show, or question you on your homework. You would frighten me, Megan. It is a pleasure to have you on, and an honor as well. Keep the fight up. I know you will.
Thank you so much.
Megan Bug and Dr. Walterhaus. And she is a previous Kid of the Week and a perennial Kid of the Week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to read you the notes that her dad wrote.
Yeah.
Because I think it really drives this message even home further.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Got a new girlfriend. Feels like he's on top.
6:53. We're talking with Megan Bug and Dr. Walterhaus. And again, the podcast for that interview going up here in just a matter of moments at WGNRadio.com. Follow me on Twitter at Cochran Show. Get it there. Also Facebook, Steve Cochran Show. Her dad wrote some amazing notes on the website, which we link with the podcast. So if you go to the podcast, you could hear the interview, but you could also pick up the link right there to go directly to her webpage. It tells you how to donate. Also tells you how to write a letter to your representative to let them know you want more funding for pediatric cancer, as opposed to the 3.8% of funding that goes now. But I just want to read what her dad wrote. As a parent, imagine being in these shoes. The highs are euphoric. The good times are euphoric. The lows are devastating. And the absolute worst is anxiously awaiting scan results, only to hear that the beast has returned again. This happened to Megan not once, not twice, but three times. Last Monday, they got the devastating news that Megan has a new tumor that showed up in her chest. Her dad continues, our heart sank to a new low, but as she has done so many times before, Megan's positive attitude and determination left us all with no choice but to join her in her battle, her crusade against childhood cancer. At times, he continues, Megan has made this battle seem almost too easy, because most people only see her infectious smile, positive attitude, and giving heart. I sometimes worry that people forget she's human. Even though she puts on a brave face, she's scared. A 16-year-old ought to be worried about what they're going to wear to prom, not whether they'll see their next prom. She's angry. A 16-year-old ought to be worried about an upcoming chemistry test and not wondering why cancer picked her. She's tired, and tired of it, I'm sure. A 16-year-old should be worn out from the day's volleyball practice and not because of a 3-year all-out battle with cancer. At times, she feels broken. A 16-year-old ought to be making college plans and not preparing for yet another round against this evil foe. When I had to break the news to Megan that her scan showed another tumor in her chest, the devastation in her eyes was a look that will stay in my mind forever. Once I explained what another doctor, Dr. Salvi, had told me about the tumor, she asked to be alone. And, of course, I respected her wishes. It was when she was alone that her emotions all poured out. And there's accompanying video with this as well that when you click on that link, you'll see what we're talking about as well. Her dad continues, yes, Megan is human, and given all she's been through, she's entitled to all of those emotions. But if you'll notice in her video, she's focused not just on herself, but for every kid that fights this disease. She desperately wants a cure, not just for her, but for every kid who's traveling this ridiculously unfair journey with her. She wants a cure so that her friends who have lost their battles didn't do so in vain. She wants a cure as a tribute to her friend, Mia, to little Isaiah from England, and so many more. Megan is devastated, but her devastation quickly turned to a steely determination, and I think you could hear that in the phone call. She's more determined than ever to end the nightmare that is childhood cancer. You know, with all the news that's out there, all the negativity that swirls around us every day, I mean, how does that kid get the courage? It's because she's special. And thank God she's here, because we should have half the courage she has every single day. So thank you, Megan Bug, for coming on the show. Again, go to WGNRadio.com, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter at Cochran Show. Listen to the podcast of the interview if you missed it, and click on the link and help by writing a letter to your rep and donating whatever you can.